I'm pleased to offer practice tonight. And what I'd like to do is just get us started off with some very gentle movement, moving into even gentle movement practices when you've already had a full day. Have most of us had a full day here already, depending on where we're dialing in from? Yeah. You know, can be somewhat activating. So extra gentle, okay, is my recommendation. And then from that gentle movement, welcome, Susanna. From that gentle movement, we'll go into, you know, a archetype or deity practice. And this time tonight, I'm going to ask you to choose an archetype of your choice. Give a little bit of thought to that as we're entering into our gentle movement, who that might be for you. So the archetype, you know, we worked with the Medicine Buddha, we worked with Yutaq, Queen Tara, you know, all kinds of archetypes. And tonight I'm going to ask you to choose your favorite or one that is just simply something completely different. And so it's completely your choice. I think the word in yoga is Ishtadevi. It's the deity of my choosing. And so make that choice if you would. Whatever gender, he, she, non-binary, binary, like whatever it is for you, this is going to be your own personal guru. Okay. But let's just get started with bringing our palms together, if you would, and gently clasping the fingers, and then just a little inversion, gently, gently stretching the palms and the fingers. Oh, so much phone, so much keyboard. Really giving our fingers and hands a treat and gently stretching the arms forward to almost extending those elbows all the way, making them straight or not, okay? Whatever feels right. And then just lifting the arms above the head. Yeah, allowing the blood to circulate in ways we probably haven't experienced today. Moving the body from side to side. Yeah. And then we're gently going to turn the palms facing the head and let go of fingers. You can't see my fingers right now, but they're doing sparkly fingers. You can imagine. I invite you to do sparkly fingers as you gently lower the arms. Lowering gently, 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 allowing the fingers to reach, I don't know, the bottom of your cushion or the ground. Let's take our right hand and place it behind our spine, and our left hand and place the palm on the outside of the right knee, lower thigh. And maybe just give a little lift in the heart as you do an ever so gentle spinal twist. So we're going to move the head towards the right shoulder, but don't really like go for it. Just super, super gentle. And a little twist, gently, slowly moving back to center. Ah, feel free to sigh. Make noises, breathe. I'm going to take the left hand and place the left palm behind the spine, supporting, you know, behind the buttocks on the floor and supporting the spine, and taking a right hand and the right palm on the outside of the left leg in front of the knee. Yeah. And so once again, just giving a little lift in the heart as you do a gentle, gentle twist, turning head towards, but not really there, towards the left shoulder. Yeah, and gently coming back to center. Beautiful. And we're going to take the right hand and introduce it to our left ear, top of our ear. Roshana, did you give us this practice last week? It's really on my mind. I think it's from you. And so you're going to pull gently the head over to the right shoulder. Yeah. Notice, do you notice like a little support in your lower spine when you do that? And then as we do lift, before you lift, take that right palm and put it under your cheek and gently lift the head using your hand. Yeah, I think that Roshana gave us this exercise. And then we're going to take our left hand and introduce it to our right ear. Hello, nice to meet you. And then gently guide the head over to the left, over the left shoulder. Sometimes it feels nice to open a little bit, but if you're feeling tight, don't do that. So gently over the left, and then we take the left palm, place it on our left cheek, and we guide the head with our left hand up to center. A gentle movement. And now with the right hand, if you would find the ground. So the Buddha became enlightened by touching the ground when he was being tempted by Mara to not have confidence in himself. So he touched the ground and said, Mother Earth is my witness. All right. So if you can touch the ground or wherever your hand does touch and gently slide it out, extending yourself over to the right a little bit, and then bending your elbow and allowing the body to fall gently to the right, being supported by your forearm. You might notice you have a little stretch on the left side of your rib cage. And then once again, using your palm, lift your body or push your body using your hand, that support from your hand in the ground. And now we'll do that to the other side. So we'll take the left hand and touch the ground. Buddha touches the ground, becomes enlightened. And so we're going to slide your hand along the ground until your palm touches the ground or wherever. And find the place that feels comfortable when you bend your elbow, allowing yourself to come a little bit more over to the left side. You see, I'm completely out of my box. I'm thinking out of the box here tonight. I'm not in the Zoom square. And pushing gently back to the side. And so we're going to take our hands again to make sure your lower spine is supported. And we're gonna extend them. Make sure there's nothing to bump into on either side of your hand, okay? And tuck your thumbs in and cover your thumbs if you would with your fingers. So we have this kind of fists that we do sometimes in our Nejong practices, right? And so we're just gonna do little rotations to the front. Stirring the energy, stirring the pot, and then little circles to the back, just little circles tonight. And now we're going to take the arms up over our head in the shape of a V, like the victory pose. And Amy Cuddy says that when you're in victory pose, the cortisol in your body does lower and the non-toxic power hormones get stimulated, right? So let's feel into our power in the victory pose. This three, pull two. And one, gently opening the arms, allowing them to come to the sides. And gently down, and we'll bring our palms together, balancing the Ida, the Pingala, balancing the parasympathetic, the sympathetic, autonomous nervous system, touching our third eye with our palms, with our fingers. That prefrontal cortex. And gently lowering the hands. As you settle into a comfortable meditative posture and find a comfortable place for your hands. So as you settle into your meditative posture, notice the effects on the body of your gentle movements tonight. Notice your body settle into your own natural breathing rhythm. Breath coming in, noticing where it lands. The exhalation, all in your own time. Just allowing yourself to settle on the breath. Feel your seat connected to your cushion connected to the floor. The floor supported by the earth. And in this moment of settling in, do imagine yourself and all of the normal appearances around you begin to dissolve. Into a energy field of awareness. And as you dissolve into this energy field of awareness, allow also any remaining sensations of grasping, any doubts, any confusions, you just allow them to dissolve as well. And as you emerge, emerging into this clear light, a pure potential field of energy, and say to yourself, I am the natural purity of all things. I am nature. And from that primordial void bliss, imagine appearing before you is a healing environment of medicinal plants, lush trees, clear running water, creatures happily dancing and thriving in this environment. Imagine that you are seated at a lush bank overlooking a pool of water. The water is clear and cool. And just take a moment to take in the healing environment that surrounds you. take a moment to look at the stream, the pool of water in front of you. Imagine bubbling from the water, there appears the shape of an exclamation point. And imagine that exclamation point is the color of your chosen archetype tonight. It's blue, it's green, it's gold, whatever it is. Give the color a translucent gem-like quality. Imagine that symbol vibrates with the mantra of your chosen archetype, whatever that mantra is. Imagine at the center of the symbol, there's a flame, and the flame is enveloped in a rainbow aura. And slowly watch the exclamation point take on the shape of your chosen archetype deity. You begin to see its body, translucent color, gem-like. It's seated on a moon cushion. You begin to see its clothing of celestial silk, the jewelry adorning their body. Imagine that those are the symbols and their posture. They're seated comfortably in either a lotus or half lotus, hands in mudra gestures, all symbolizing their generosity, their wisdom, their skill, their ability to hold their energies, their ability to tap into their potentials, and their ability to love. So I'm taking a moment to admire the qualities of your chosen archetype. And so maybe you're moved to make a wish, to learn from your archetype and learn how to emulate those qualities for yourself. And so almost as if hearing your wish, imagine your archetype comes to the top of your crown, small, like the width of a hand, hovering above your crown, facing the same direction that you're facing. And pleased to be asked, pleased to be wishing to have their qualities. Imagine the generosity they feel and the joy they feel to share their qualities with you, to help you unlock your own visions and potential for yourself and your world. And so remembering the flame at their heart, imagine from that flame streams of moonlight, milky white light beams into the top of your crown. And imagine the light touching your crown, activating that part of your body, and also that light traveling and filling your entire body with moonlight glow and activating the sense of being in a body, fully aware, fully embodied, fully potentialed. And as you feel the body filled with healing moonlight imagined from the heart of your mentor, red ruby light is streamed. They stream the red ruby light into your throat, activating your potential for speech, awareness of speech, accessing your skillful speech, reimagining your speech, and imagine from there your entire body fills with translucent ruby light. Purifying your whole potential for skillful speech. And next, imagine from the flame at your mentor archetype's heart, the beam, sapphire, translucent light to the area of your heart. And imagine that sapphire light ignites your own potentials for healing your mind, tapping into the potentials of your mind, your potential for awareness, potential for working with the mind, being aware, almost like a sense of mastery and compassion. And so imagine that sapphire light filling your entire body. Now from the heart of your mentor, imagine they stream gold citrine light to the navel chakra, that place behind the belly, where fingers below and behind. And imagine the navel chakra is activated for new potential, and you're getting in touch with that place in your navel chakra, Manipur. And so from there, we are activating our fields of working with our sensitivity, our ability for equanimity, our ability for empathy, just opening that right up. Now imagine the citrine light filling your entire body. Finally, imagine your chosen guru at the top of your crown sending emerald green light to the root chakra, place of your seat. And imagine being activated with the skillful use of your emotions. Imagine that emerald light unleashing the potential, yet harnessing all of that potential of emotion, which is always so powerful, always so quick. Imagine the green emerald light from your mentor activating your ability to harness your emotions. Imagine now your whole body filling with this green emerald light. And so having the taste of activating the chakras, make a request to your mentor to stay with you as you practice your inner guru practices, that they stay and be your guide. Of course, pleased at the request, imagine the mentor at your crown coalesces into a rainbow drop of moisture and slips into your crown, moves down to your throat and lands in your heart. And so imagine that really ignites the space in your heart like a flame, and that rainbow lights beam from your own body and from your own heart into the space around you, into the hearts of your family, into the hearts of the people in your town. And it touches the hearts of the people in your continent. And then around the waters and around the globe, touching the hearts of the people around the globe, the beings around the globe, the living things around the globe, all of the living qualities around the earth, getting touched by your rainbow healing light coming from your heart, which is merged with the essence of your archetype mentor, so that together that light that you're spreading around the globe is unleashing the potentials of all the beings around the planet and purifying our whole planet enveloped in this rainbow light. And so finally, in a wave of gratitude and solidarity, imagine that all the beings send that rainbow light back around the planet, back to your continent, your country and town, back into your neighborhood and your building and your home, and back into your room and back into your heart. Where it can stay. And every time you need to resource that and call upon it, that you have that essence of your archetype and their generosity and their wisdom and their skill and their love, their compassion, accessible to you right in your heart. So do connect it once again with the body breathing. Imagine all the appearances returning back to normal around you. Feel your hands where they're located. Feel the energy and awareness in your hands, the energy and awareness in your legs, your seat connected to your cushion, the cushion to the floor, feeling the connection of the earth once again. And take a moment to dedicate any merit of the positive energy you've generated in your meditation towards your own practice, for your happiness, and your revisiting your embodiment daily, and for the benefit that that creates for people around you, in a ripple effect. So whenever you feel ready, please feel free to come back into the room. My bell is not with me, so my voice says, ding. Not quite the same as a bell. But you get the picture. The body is a bell. Thank you for sharing mentor practice in the deity archetype of your choice, Ishta Devi, and activating and reclaiming our chakra places to direct our healing and to support our journey.